الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat and as many in many other ayat of the Quran Sharif, we have been commanded to acquire taqwa. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahumullah should say that in this ayat Allah Ta'ala has shown His great mercy, that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah is addressing the believers, those who have got iman. They are the friends of Allah. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. So you have already become the friend and the friends of Allah tabaraka ta'ala by acquiring your iman. And iman is a gift from Allah ta'ala, whom Allah ta'ala grants this gift. One person just has written now, he's from Portuguese origin, a Christian. He was in France. And he says that his father, a week ago, consciously, whole life he lived as a Christian, but then he has read Kalima. And happily, out of his choice, he read Kalima, and a week later he passed away. So how fortunate. So iman is a gift from Allah. And as we heard in the kitab from Maulana Musa, that also at the time of maut, that a person who dies with iman. And Allah give us tawfiq not just to listen to the kitab, that is very good, alhamdulillah, but that we make that muraqabah, which Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, or at least to think of it just as we are falling asleep. Sleep is the sister of maut. It is also like maut when we sleep. Then we also not in our control. So like that we should think at the time of maut. So anyway, so the taqwa, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has given iman to the people, to the believers. And that is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Now in order to become the wali of Allah, to become a close friend of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا because acquire taqwa. So taqwa, yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, those people who are truthful in their words, in their actions, and there are many such people. To try and be in the company of such people, then we can acquire this taqwa. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Also, this taqwa is so important that in the three ayats of nikah, all three ayats have got taqwa in them. In the first ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. There also we are, the believers are commanded that they should have taqwa in their lives. In the second ayat, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum. People at large are commanded that they should have taqwa. And the third ayat again, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Fear Allah and speak correctly. So with all the details. So taqwa is very, very important. In fact, the whole month of Ramadan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prescribed it so that we acquire taqwa. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So the whole exercise is for acquiring this taqwa. So taqwa is a thing we should keep in mind, that I have to acquire it. And we should try and make this muraqabah, think of it regularly, that how much am I making effort to acquire this taqwa? Am I making any effort to acquire this taqwa? And if think of ourselves, that to ourselves, that what effort am I making, what endeavors are there of mine, to acquire this taqwa which is being stressed so much in the Quran Sharif. Then what is this taqwa? We translate it loosely as piety also, that you must have piety in you. We translate it as fear also, you must have the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it is also that is translated as having precautions. Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he explained that this taqwa, taking precaution, is a natural thing in every person. In fact, even in animals, like a dog also, any animal also, where it sees its harm, it stays away from that. So that is, it is taking taqwa, it is taking precaution, that is taqwa. Winter comes, we wear warm clothes. That is also precaution, so that we don't catch a flu, we don't catch a cold, etc. So that precaution, to take that precaution. We are driving on the road and we see the motorists in front are flicking lights. We understand there must be a speed trap. So immediately we also take precautions. We lower our speed. And then again our speed, if we are in an 80 kilometer zone, then safety is not to keep to 80, because you could over exceed it at any time. To keep our speed at 70. So like that taqwa also, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, for example, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near zina. Zina is very far. Anything that leads towards it, that can lead towards it. And many of us, we don't understand this point, that very, very important, especially as far as relationship with women are concerned, that how much must we keep our distance from them. And we feel today, unfortunately, there are those people who advocate also that there isn't a word, woman, you can speak freely, intermingling with her. There are many people, scholars, who also advocate, and they mix also freely, and in public they mix freely. They have talk shows, etc. And women are also sitting there, strange women, maharim, etc. Whereas we see the precaution in this, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they lived in one house with his son, Bhaijan Rahmatullah Ali. Bhaijan was married also, and in one house they lived. But Hazrat Ji did not, they say that if his daughter-in-law, Bhaijan's wife, if she was put with a few women, and Hazrat had to look at them, he wouldn't be able to recognize and say, this is my daughter-in-law. Though they lived in one house, but he never looked at her also. And then even with our close family, even with our daughters, try and avoid even shaking hands. Though it is permissible, but like our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, that sometimes the electricity department, they send out a notice that we're going to be doing maintenance work in your area. So lights will be off, for example, from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But there's always that included, but treat the wires as live all the time. Because any time we can switch on. And so don't take it that there's no power and you try and do some work or something. Power might just come and then it can be disastrous. So just like that, you don't know when that desire can just come. It can be your own daughter or daughter-in-law, etc. And you may be shaking hands. And you don't know when Shaitan can just put that desire in you. And if that happens, then that is very, very disastrous. Worse than talaq-e-mughallaza also. Giving three talaqs to your wife, worse than that is this which is called hurmat-e-musahara. That is that between close family people, where if this law is broken, there is absolutely no way that your wife can become where it affects, according to all whatever it is, that she can become halal for you. Even after talaq-e-mughallaza, that is three talaqs, wife can still become halal by halala. The normal procedure which if she gets married again and her husband passes away or she gets talaq, she can marry her first husband again. But in this day is absolutely nothing. So this taqwa is very, very important in our lives to try and develop this. Today, where, for example, we've gone to the extent where we mix freely with strange women also. And many of us are in such situations where we come in contact with them. Then do we make tawbah istighfar from that? do we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And within the family, like for example, Qurbani time also, Qurbani is a great ibadat, very great ibadat. But unfortunately, we spoil it by different things, factors. One is photo taking, that we video the whole Qurbani also. Or we take photos of Qurbani being slaughtered, etc. So a thing that was of great ibadat, Shaitan makes it, that he brings in the factors that negate the whole ibadat. Or even on Qurbani, even you go to farms or even at home, in many cases, mashallah, there are those people who do observe the parda properly also. But in many cases, it's flouted and we don't observe the parda. And many times on each day, we have meals together, all sitting together, and we insist that all must sit together and all must be free with one another. And when there are certain, and there are, mashallah, those women, young ladies who are married, then they keep their niqab down. And this offends us. As the niqab offends the non-believers in European countries, etc., unfortunately, it offends us also. That why is she keeping her niqab? And in any case, she keeps her niqab. Now, to eat with your niqab on, under the niqab, is so difficult. Now, just if they sat freely one side, it was easy for them. They are free. And parda in Islam, hijab, is not to make life difficult, but it is to make life easy. So if the women are one side, then and they know that it, the arrangement is such that no man will come here, strange man. So then they are free. But when the hijab is not observed as such, so they all the time on their guard and they are worried. So the taqwa is a very, very important factor. And to develop it, we have to work towards it. The different. So whether it is piety, which is also required, or whether it is precautionary, which is also required, and very, very important. And month of Ramadan is less than 100 days away. And so we should try and get ready also. The month of Ramadan really is the ideal month to develop this taqwa. So that we can come out of the month with having developed this taqwa. Allah give us all tawfiq. And let us work towards that. And for that, we have to start preparing from before so that we can take the full maximum benefit of the month of Ramadan. So this taqwa, the benefits and the virtues of taqwa are also so great. For example, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, a person who acquires this taqwa, has this taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah Ta'ala will make a way out for him from every difficulty. From whatever difficulty a person who has got taqwa, Allah Ta'ala opens a way for him. Like in the surah, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, Allah Ta'ala says that إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ, it says what Alif Lam, Al-Usr. And again in the next ayat again, وَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So when the same noun, Usr, is defined by the definite article Al, the difficulty, ulama, mufassirin have written it refers to one difficulty. And yusran is a common noun. That is, there are not one way, but many ways Allah Ta'ala shows that person. So Allah Ta'ala will show that person many, many ways from every one difficulty that he has. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this taqwa and the sphere of Allah Ta'ala. And from every ham faraja, from every worry, Allah Ta'ala makes that person, he gives him contentment. Women, kulli dhiqin makhraja. Women, kulli farajin hamma. Women, kulli hammin faraja. From every worry, Allah Ta'ala. And so on taqwa, Allah has promised great, great things. It is a matter of trying to develop it. And constantly, not only Ramadan, not only on a wedding occasion, nikah, sermon, but at all times we should try and develop this taqwa. يَجَلُّ مَخْرَجَ وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah Ta'ala gives that person rosy from sources that he cannot imagine. Allah opens such doors. If we want rosy, the way is not to do two jobs or to try and get better salary, but the way is that we acquire taqwa. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, has written, one person in Medina Sharif, he one day thought of making some business. So he had about 15,000 riyals with him. So he thought, let me go and see what I can do with this 15,000 riyals. He went out and he was a muttaqi, a person parizgar, feared Allah Ta'ala, observes the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, takes precautions in all matters, etc. So he saw an auction taking place. So he went there for the auction and they were auctioning a piece of land. So they started off, the base amount was 15. So they said it's 15. Anyone offers more. So then people offered 17, 18. It went up till it reached about 20 or so. 21, 20, just about round about 20. Round about where it had reached. So then nobody went further. So he had 20,000 riyals. So it reached 20. So he said, it's going for 20, let me buy it. So he said, I buy it. So the auctioneer hit his hammer and said, sale concluded. This person has bought it. So they then spoke to him, made the arrangements, you must pay in the money, take transfer of the land, etc. Everything, it was concluded in 1 week's time or whatever, 3 days, whatever it is, it must be done. So then after the auction, somebody went to the auctioneer and told him that, what call it, I want that piece of land. If you can give it to me. So he says, it's sold already. I can't go against the principle. It's sold. And he was insisting. So he told him that if you want to, then go to that person and you buy it from him. If you speak to him, and then you can buy it from him. So he offered another 4 or 5 more than that. He said, I'll give you 25. So he said, okay, no problem. I wanted to just make a profit. So I'm profit of Alhamdulillah by 5,000. I invested 20,000 I invested. And make a profit of another 5. Alhamdulillah, no problem. You bring the money and you give it to me. So he came not with another 5,000, but 5 million. So he was shocked and surprised. He said, 5 million? He said that the whole auction was taking place in millions. So they didn't say millions. They said thousands. They didn't say thousands. They just told 15. And they went up to 20 or whatever. And he was thinking they are talking of thousands, whereas they were talking of millions. So, Allah Ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. If a person has taqwa, and these things happen till today, there are many people who Allah Ta'ala gives them so much, such openings. So we have to try and develop taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to work more harder for taqwa. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And a person who makes tawakkul on Allah, Allah is sufficient for that person. And tawakkul is in a sense also a type of taqwa. To depend on Allah Ta'ala, to put your full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Today this is also one great weakness. We have got many gods in us. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who will meet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with gunas, filled with the whole world filled with gunas, so many gunas. Allah Ta'ala will meet that person with forgiveness, which is more than what of his gunas, but on condition that you did not associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. That is, you did not believe in anything that this can do for me. Like, for example, money can do for me. I got money, so I have no problem. I can do what I want to, I got money. Medicine will give me shifa, for example. My shop will give me my rosy, my My house will give me protection from the weather, etc. There is nobody and nothing, only Allah. That's why this Tawheed, Allah Ta'ala bless us with it. And we Allah make that we don't be, we are not living in an illusion, in a fool's paradise, that we have got Tawheed. To have that oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. So that is a very important condition Allah Ta'ala give us, and for that effort is required. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif to Hazrat Haji Nakhuda Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. He asked Hazrat Shaykh, Rahmatullah Alayh, on one condition, one occasion, that I've still got this spiritual disease. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh told him, keep on making zikr. Many of our friends also keep on inquiring and ask that we got this disease. One of the main solutions to all spiritual diseases is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who reads 100 times, jaddidu imanakum, refresh, renew your iman, biqawli la ilaha illallah, by saying la ilaha illallah. And that is, it comes to a person who says it 100 times, his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, what uloom and what ma'arif Allah Ta'ala had blessed Hazrat with, that Hazrat explained that the moon, when it's the first of the month, Islamic month, lunar month, then you hardly see the moon. It is there, the full moon is there, but you don't see it. And you look for, and all if you do see is just the crescent. It is, the whole moon is there, but it's dark. But as the nights of the month go, by the 14th, then all the darkness is gone. And now there is only light in the moon. The 14th full moon is only light. There is no darkness. So like that, when a person will make the zikr continuously 100 times a day, and it's so easy, and that is what our Shaykh has prescribed for us 100 times. And Hazrat called great buzurgs like Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, when in their time they should make zikr 120,000 times. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Makki, Rahmatullah Ali, said that if you make 100 times, but you do your zikr with that concentration, two things mainly are required in zikr: punctuality, to do it regularly, and with concentration. Not that we are half sleepy or something, but with concentration. Then that will remove all our spiritual diseases. Whatever they are, they will remove them. So by saying, so 100 times, your heart can be like the first full moon. Your heart is there, your spiritual heart. We're not speaking of the physical heart, we're speaking of the spiritual heart. It is there, and it might be dark, black with gunas, all types of gunas. But as you keep on making your zikr, then it is like the going to the 14th full moon. It is removing the darkness. Light is coming. And by the 14th full moon, it will be full of light. And all darkness will be gone. So all spiritual diseases will go away. We have to be making our islah also all the time. So how do we make our islah? One is this, that by making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So, la ilaha illallah, 100 times every day. On the one side, it will remove all our spiritual diseases. And our islah will be made. And it will carry on all the time. We should be regular with it, inshallah. And with concentration and devotion. And everyone should choose his own time for zikr. Choose that time when you are not too tired, you are not sleepy, etc., and you can do it properly. The same, la ilaha illallah, it is narrated that a person who reads 70,000 times, la ilaha illallah, ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. The person who reads it, he is also forgiven. And for whom it is read, that person is also forgiven. So we should try, so we read with two intentions when we make our zikr, minimum. One is our islah, And the other is zakhira of akhirat, that we're making, building our capital for after akhirat. With regard to that, it is written, one great sheikh invited some people for meals. And in that was a young boy also. And it was famous that that boy gets kashf. But it wasn't verified. So while having meals, this young boy suddenly screamed and cried. So the sheikh asked him, what's wrong? Why are you screaming like this? So he says, I see my mother in the fire of Jahannam. She's burning in the fire of Jahannam. So the sheikh says, I had many, this is narrated by our sheikh, Ziwayat, there is kalam on it, the discussion on it, but for the benefit of it, and to try and make amal, we're mentioning it, which our sheikh, rahmatullah alayhi, has also mentioned. So the sheikh, then he had many quotas of 70,000 of La ilaha illallah. Allah give us also tawfiq. Haji Muhammad Rawat sahab, father of Mona Rashid Rawat, who comes regularly here, was the Amir of Lusaka, passed away recently, not so long ago. They found in his diary that he had read for 300 people, La ilaha illallah, 70,000 times. He made a note everywhere. So when we also read, we should try and make a note and then pass it on to whom we want to, of our family, people, etc. So anyway, this boy screamed and he says, I see my mother is in the fire of Jahannam. And the sheikh had quite a few quotas of 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah. So in his heart, without any facial expression, without saying anything, he passed one quota on to the boy's mother. Next, he suddenly saw the boy was smiling and laughing. So he asked, what's happening now? He says, I see her in Jannat. The transfer took place so quick. Now, more faster than EFT also. More faster than even if you're handing cash over to somebody. More faster than that, she was from Azab into Rahmat. And from Jahannam into Jannat. From the displeasure of Allah into the pleasure of Allah. So Allah give us also tawfiq. All of us got our marhumin, our parents, etc., our other family people, our asatiza. So if we read and we pass the sawab on to them, so how great won't that be? So this is also a great means and way to acquire this taqwa, as to build this taqwa 100 times, La ilaha illallah. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Damat Barakatum that the zikr of Allah is the source for all spiritual ailments. We got spiritual ailments of the eyes, of anger out of control, the tongue, the ears, today the phone is one major problem, and the fitna on the phone, major problem. But make our zikr, and to read 100 times La ilaha illallah takes about 2 minutes. If we read the ash'ar, even better, then it takes us about 8 minutes, 10 minutes to make our zikr with the ash'ar in there. But just La ilaha illallah, just about 2 minutes. And 100 times Allah. So this will help us that we will have the trust on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلُ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. In another ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. A person who fears Allah ta'ala, of all his matters, we make things easy for that person. Today we know that anything we say, it seems to be difficult, beyond our reach, beyond our capacity. But just build taqwa and Allah makes things easy. For Islam to be established at the beginning and for Islam to spread in the world, that not only the Arabian Peninsula, but the world of that time, Islam spread everywhere. And the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, where and where they reached, and how they traveled. And just to go to Tabuk, for example, today, with your modern car, air conditioned, with highways and freeways, it's an ordeal to go from Medina Sharif to Tabuk. And in those days, on camelback. And for this expedition, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out of his way to prepare for this expedition. Because it was a real ordeal. And Allah Ta'ala's shan, it was with all that sort of difficulty and hardship, no real battle even took place. They returned without having gone to battle also. But it was a real testing time. It was a real testing time. So, but what makes it easy? Taqwa. Tawakkul on Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Which I myself, if I see myself, I find myself very, very, very weak. And really, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us that we build that tawakkul, that trust on Allah Ta'ala, and we realize that Allah alone. Hey, this is such a thing, like for example, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, when he went for Hajj and he went to Medina Sharif, then from outside Medina, he took off his shoes and he was walking. And on the walking now, stones, pebbles, and the shoes, feet that are used to shoes, it's difficult to walk. The people in the countryside areas where they walk around without shoes, it's different for them, they are used to it. But people who are used to shoes, and now you have to walk on thorns, etc., on pebbles and stones, it's not possible. Seeing Hazrat, Hazrat's friends also took off their shoes, but they couldn't manage it. And they started, had to wear their shoes again. But what was it? That power of Iman. That is that it overpowers. That love which is so great, it overpowers a person. So Allah Ta'ala and Hazrat walked right till Medina Sharif. His feet were bleeding also, but he didn't feel it also. For us, just a little inconvenience, and we take it so much to heart. But Hazrat, so this is the taqwa that has to be built. And when Hazrat Maulana Shaykh al-Hind, Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Hassan Sahib with Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani were in the prisons of Malta, what and what they went through. Difficult, but how they persevered in that. And in our times, the people of Afghanistan, when they were taken as prisoners of war, etc., and tortured in the jails, in the different parts of the world, in America, in different parts. At the moment, the people of Gaza, what they have to go through, and how they are being tortured. So all this, a person can only manage it if he has got this Iman, this Taqwa within him. So it's a great, great asset to endeavor and strive for. And Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to work towards that. So Allah Ta'ala, يَجْعَلَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرَى. Allah will make things easy for that person. In another ayat, and not only that, يَجْعَلُّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّعَاتِهِ. You are a human being, you will still be making. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Allah reward Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala had blessed Hazrat with so much of ulum. Hazrat said that even a person who got taqwa, he will also make mistakes. Gunas, he will also make. And the example Hazrat gave was so beautiful. Like we say, a certain person, he is ba wuzu. That he stays with wuzu all the time. And we all accept it. But that person who is ba wuzu, his wuzu breaks also. He's a human being. So he goes to sleep. The minute you just caught a snooze, your wuzu broke. Now your wuzu is broken. Or he has to go toilet. He has to pass wind. He's going to urinate. He's going to defecate. So his wuzu will break. But whenever the wuzu breaks, then he makes a fresh wuzu. Even sleeping at night, when he wakes up in the morning, fresh wuzu. If he goes to toilet anywhere, then again, immediately after that, fresh wuzu. And he stays with wuzu all the time. One good friend of ours, mashallah, very elderly, Allah Ta'ala keep us all with health and with iman, and Allah keep us in his mercy and pleasure. So he says that when he was in the days of Jahiliyyah, when he wasn't conscious of deen, but he says, I never left my house without wuzu. Even in those days, whenever I used to go out, take on your armor. Wear your armor when you're going out in the world. And that is wudu. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making wudu state. That is also a great thing to have, to be blessed to stay with wuzu. Allah make it easy for all of us. So that is also a great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this wudu, so وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّعَاتِهِ. The gunas, a person will make gunas, but Allah will forgive them. By the barakat of taqwa, Allah will forgive those gunas. And another great thing, وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah Ta'ala will make his... Allah Ta'ala will increase his rewards. You will do the same amount of work, but the rewards will be increased very greatly. Like for example, in the Western world, a person is a teacher, for example, and he is getting his salary. But he worked and he got a degree. Now he do the same work still, but because of the degree, his salary will be more. Or a doctor, he's a doctor, but he studied more, he specialized now. He still do the same work. But now because he specialized in a certain field, now his charges are much more. And now he's allowed to charge much more. So a person who gets a degree of taqwa, then all, you'll still do the same amount of amal, but the reward will be much, much, much more greater. And in another place, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the piety, taqwa, if you acquire that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make furqan for you. What is furqan? To distinguish between right and wrong, between better and best. Everything, if you have taqwa, Allah will guide you in all matters towards the right thing. So, if we develop the quality of taqwa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bless us. And in all matters, as far as that is concerned, one person gave a very beautiful advice. He said, a person who reads 7 times a day, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. Then daily, almost every moment, we have to be making decisions. Must I do this first? Must I do that first? Must I go here? Must I go there? Even while making a bayan, must I say this? How must I say it? So a person who reads 7 times, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, Allah Ta'ala will guide that person all the time towards what is the right thing. So his taqwa is a very, very great quality. May Allah bless me with it. And I find myself very lacking in that, and in our iman. And we have to work towards it. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, out of His fadl and karam, bless us all with these great qualities, inshallah.